1077 The Island, your station for real music variety. Thanks for being here. Lee's Family Restaurant, West Highway 30, Grand Island. Homemade soup, homemade pie, fresh salad bar featuring chocolate pudding. How's Lori Lou today?
I can't complain. It is. I know it's a little nippy out this morning, but we're getting there.
Yeah, this is the most wonderful time of the year.
Isn't it though?
When you have a winter like this, your heating bill is lower. I mean, it's plus, plus, plus. It's all positive.
Right.
You get to spend more time outside. I actually got some sun the other day. We broke a major record. It was when we hit 77. Was it Monday?
Monday? Yes, because yesterday was Tuesday. Yeah, so Monday, yeah.
The warmest February in the history of the record keeping. They started, the National Weather Service in the year 1895 started keeping records, and 77 broke a record. That's the hottest it's ever been in February, ever.
I had a little pile of leaves in the back corner of my fence, and I almost got the mower out. I almost did.
I would have on Monday. I got the leaf blower out.
Yeah. I know, I was there, remember?
When I had the leaf blower? I thought that was after. Was I leaf blowing while you were there?
No, but I was there.
This portion of the huge broadcast is brought to you by Lee's Family Restaurant. Stop in and have breakfast, lunch, dinner. Try the breaded catfish fillet with potato and salad bar. I've got $10 to Lee's Family Restaurant. Did you watch the Super Bowl?
I did, because I am doing my general trivia night at Wine, Beer, and Spirits tomorrow night on the Super Bowl. This year's Super Bowl. I'm not doing any questions about last year or previous years. It's all this year. So that's easier to browse and, check. You know what I mean?
I saw a commercial that during the Super Bowl that just, it was painful to me.
There was
State Farm with Bon Jovi in it.
Okay.
That was a painful, painfully embarrassing, stupid commercial to me.
Yeah.
And I asked on the air the other day, it must have been Monday, Is it just me? Because after I said it, I felt bad. Did you find it funny, or are you like me? And it was exactly half. For everybody that can't stand that kind of stupid, over-the-top humor, people say they were roaring laughing.
I don't remember. I remember he was in a car.
Bon Jovi's only in the very, very end.
End of it. Yeah, I guess I don't really remember. It definitely wasn't up there with
a bunch of people playing guitar and over the top.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Jack Black type of humor.
Oh yeah. Just like, they were a bad band, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It was weak and embarrassing.
Yeah.
But with that said, I don't know why I thought you were a New England Patriots fan.
No.
You're Green Bay.
Yeah, Packers all the way, baby.
All right, well, let's, I never even heard of Bad Bunny before he got the gig playing the halftime show, and now it's in every headline.
Yeah, it is.
I can't stand it.
Yeah, whether you like it or whether you don't, I don't think it affected anybody's life here. I don't know. I could be
why
wrong.
Why is it in every headline?
What's anything,
the big controversy? Bad Bunny this, Bad Bunny that.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah.
So I'm going to stay on that theme. For $10 to Lee's Family Restaurant, tell me Bad Bunny's real name. Call 398-9000. Be the right one. Be the first one to get it right.
That's easy.
Really?
Yeah.
You know his without Googling.
Yeah, I'm not going to say it because I'm not going to ruin it.
There's four names.
Yeah.
And you know them all by heart.
I know the first one. I know three of them, I think.
Write it down on a piece of paper. I want to see if you know this. You're a weirdo. You're part of the problem.
Something like that. I know that's not how you spell it,
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm looking for all four of his names. He's got a first name, two middle names, and a last name. What is Bad Bunny? Why do you know that? Oh, because you're a trivia girl.
Yeah. Thank you. Is that one of them?
Yeah.
I don't remember the second one.
You're a kook.
I know.
Call 398-9000 and get it right. Be the first one to do it. I need his full name. Bad Bunny's full real name. Call now. Good luck. 398-9000. Is that it?
That's it.
All right. That's it for now. Call now. Good luck. Alexa, slap it high. Five up top.
I would if I could, but I can't. So I'll chant. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Waking up with Franz Man, one man party in the morning on the island.
107.7 The Island is your station for real music variety on the air and online. Loving every minute of it. Thanks for streaming us at 107.7theisland.com. This morning's Google Races question, brought to you by Lee's Family Restaurant, asking for Bad Bunny's real name. Bad Bunny in every single headline. The controversy over people didn't think he should be at the Super Bowl. People didn't think he was American when, in fact, he's born in Puerto Rico. And that's an American territory. So why he's in every headline, I decided to jump on the whole bandwagon and ask Bad Bunny's real name. Angela got it right, and for some reason, Lori knew it. How did you know this?
Because
you're a trivia girl.
Yeah, but as you said, it's been in every headline.
No, but I'm asking his real name, and you blurted it out off the air. I'm like, what?
Well, but because it's been in the headlines.
I've never seen that revealed in the headlines or in any. I don't really read the stories, but
no.
I just scan stuff and I never see what his real name is.
Yeah, well, guess I'm smarter than you.
Angela got it right. Well, everybody knows that.
Yeah, right.
Benito Antonio Martinez Ocasio.
Oh, I had an S on the end, so.
Well, that's why you don't get the gift certificate.
No, I don't. Dang it.
Angela, congrats. It's $10 to Lee's Family Restaurant, West Highway 30, right next to Napa, across from Bruce's Furniture. What's next? Your Tri-Cities forecast is a fantastic one. Your Tri-Cities forecast and National Weather Service says solidly above normal temps continuing through the next 7 days. Highs in the 50s through Saturday and then more widespread 60s, maybe 70, Sunday through Tuesday. That, my friends, is quite all right. 107.7 The Island, your station for one great song after another. I was going to thank you for keeping me company this morning, but you're not. You're not keeping me company. You were just playing with your device. It's been more than an hour now.
Stop.
I told myself I wasn't going to say anything.
Stop. And that's why it gave me the green light to keep playing my game. You need to keep saying stuff because it's annoying.
What's annoying? I'm annoying or you're annoying?
Yeah, you yelling at me about playing my game.
You'll be yelling at me when I step on your phone.
Yeah.
107.7 The Island, your station for one great song after another beautiful sunrise. Thanks for watching it with me. Mostly sunny day today, headed up to 53. Not quite 77, but for Nebraska in February, high of 53 is just quite all right. Mostly sunny, headed up to 53, 18 right now in Grand Island. In Hastings, it's 20. On the Bricks in Kearney, it's 17, a beautiful sunrise. Lori, you missed the sunrise because you were playing with your device.
No, I saw it.
Did you?
Yeah, of course. I love sunrises. Stop picking on me.
Check your event calendar page to see what's going on in and around your neck of the woods. Let's scroll on over there right now and take a look.
Yeah, what's going on?
There's a lot going on this weekend. Right on, baby, right on. Of course, our Valentine comedy night with comedian Tim Cavanaugh is happening on Saturday at the Hastings City Auditorium. And there is a deal. If you show your ticket on Valentine's Day that you're going to the show at Kitty's Roadhouse, you get, I think, 10% off your meal. And check that out. Get your tickets on theisland.com. Also happening on Saturday in the morning, From 10 a. until 2 p. It's the Voice for Companion Animals. They are on South Webb Road in Grand Island. They're having Valentails for a cause. Now, look, this is amazing. This is basically a garage sale at Voice for Companion Animals. And you can get clothes, animal toys, water bowls, kennels, anything in and around that genre of items that you know, anything you need for your pet. Now, it says here also, donate if you can, or just take what you need, because there's no prices, no pressure, just love. Those are some fantastic people doing good stuff.
They are. They
all volunteers.
Yeah.
That's amazing. You just don't see stuff like this too much.
No, nope, you don't. I'll be doing my fundraiser for them. I think we're going to do it in May. So all my proceeds go to VCA.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's nice of you to do that.
Yeah, I'm a good person.
Check out the event calendar page. And you could even post an event of your own if you scroll all the way to the bottom of that and let everybody know. What's going on the island.com is brought to you by Double V, as in victory, Double V Restaurants Sports Bar and Grill. Two unique dining experiences all under one roof. Victory is for all your sports bar favorites, and Valiant is for an elevated meal in a stylish setting. Visit Downtown GI, try both today, and keep it where you got it. Your TV theme song at 8 is next on 107.7 The Island. 107.7 The Island, your station for one great song after another. I was going to thank you for keeping me company this morning, but you're not. You're not keeping me company. You were just playing with your device. It's been more than an hour now.
Stop.
I told myself I wasn't going to say anything.
Stop. And that's why it gave me the green light to keep playing my game. You need to keep saying stuff because it's annoying.
What's annoying? I'm annoying or you're annoying?
Yeah, you yelling at me about playing the game.
You'll be yelling at me when I step on your phone.
Yeah.
107.7 The Island. Real music variety struggling a little bit.
Yes, you are.
As a broadcaster, having a starburst right before going on the microphone is not the greatest idea.
Well, it wasn't the greatest idea because it took you like 5 minutes to unwrap it.
Oh, that was a rough one.
That glue. They have good glue on Starburst.
My fingers are too big to get those. But don't buy the unwrapped Starburst because that's just dangerous.
Yeah.
Eat them like potato chips and then you need to have the flavored plastic surgically removed from your intestines.
Yeah. They do taste kind of plasticky.
Oh, big time.
But they're so delicious.
They're fantastic.
The pink ones.
So in my Jeep, my mechanic thought it was the transmission. I got stranded, I don't know, a couple of Sundays ago, maybe.
Yep.
And AAA, thank God, they came and saved me. And he thought it was the transmission, and I thought I was resigned to paying for a new transmission, which is not cheap. And it turned out it was just a clutch. You gotta love this guy, Darren from Advantage. So honest, he calls me, hey, we'll save you a bunch of money. It's not the transmission. So when I went to pick up my Jeep, I said, man, you know, thank you so much. You could have just either replaced the transmission or not and still charged me for it.
Yeah.
I would never have known. And he said, I would have known.
Yeah, I think that's great.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
I wanted to hug him, but guys don't do that in garages.
That would be weird.
But the point of the story is, for the first time in 15 years, I got to drive to work yesterday with no check engine light on. I was smiling. I'm like, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
This morning I get in the Jeep, started up, check engine light.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know. I thought this was my segment.
I'm going to put a post-it note.
Are we going to talk about my car?
I'm going to put a post-it note on my dashboard so I don't have to see the check engine light.
Yeah.
It's mildly stressful that there's just something wrong. And he just checked it. Cost me $1,100.
Yeah, you're going to put a post-it note over it, so.
That was very Italian. It cost me $1,100.
$1,100 at the whole routine.
Did you gig last night?
So, I did not. And I do want to talk just real quick. And I know you hate when something's over and I talk about it. But I just want to give a little shout out to the town of Bradshaw. Nebraska. I was there last Saturday, and I did their Fireman's Appreciation Dinner.
Nebraska?
In Nebraska. And then they invited the public. It was at Bulldog's Bar there in Bradshaw. Oh, boy, was it fun. It was a lot of fun. So I just want to give a shout-out to them. Thank you for having me, and maybe sometime we can do something again. So, no. So tomorrow,
So we talked about what happened in the past, and now here's Lori Lou
to
talk about what's going on in May.
Okay, so May, and I did talk about May earlier. Remember?
That's why I said it.
So tomorrow night at Wine, Beer, and Spirits, I am doing a Super Bowl. And I know I don't do theme nights, but where the Super Bowl was fresh and all the commercials are still on everybody's mind. I did it last year, and it was a lot of fun. So I did it again. I watched the Super Bowl. I did it backwards. I watched the commercials, and then during the game, I went and did different stuff. So anyway.
Last hour, my Google racist question was, what's Bad Bunny's real name? Yeah. And you knew it.
Well, yeah, that was easy. Finally, an easy one.
You could recall it now?
Yeah. Benito. What was the second one?
Yeah, it's four names. Benito Antonio.
Antonio Martinez Ocasio. Yeah. Easy. Yeah, that was so easy.
Surely there's knowledge that would be more beneficial to us
that
to have.
That is not one of my questions tomorrow night. But here's some fun things. So we have a new store going up in town. I will learn more about it tomorrow night, but it's the soda shop. They've got like dirty sodas.
Where is it?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm going to research it tomorrow night. They're doing a pop-up event at Wine, Beer, and Spirits tomorrow night. They're going to have samples of their sodas and stuff that they do. So
great. You can give us info on that next week.
I will. And then Wine, Beer, and Spirits is also doing a build your own burger thing where you get a burger or a cheeseburger and chips. And they have one with a beer. You can get a beer, but you can put any toppings. I'll have any toppings on that. So that's what we're doing for food tomorrow night with the Super Bowl stuff and the soda shop. It's going to be fun.
Will you stick around? We'll give away a Sailor Screen printed t-shirt.
Yes, sir.
It comes in a variety of comfort colors.
Yep. Nowadays, everybody's got to go to shrinks and counselors and talk about their problems. Whatever happened to
Friends, man?
The strong, silent type.
Mornings on 107.7 The Island with Franz Mann, One Man Party in the Morning, 5:30 to 10 on The Island.
107.7 The Island is your station for one great song after another. Franzman in the chair, Lori Lou over there. How are you?
I'm good.
We have another winning portion of the program right now with Sailor Screen Printed Custom Color One Man Party in the Morning
Comfort.
GI Trivia 107.7 The Island t-shirt.
Comfort.
What did I say, custom?
Always. A lot of times.
Thanks for pointing it out for the entire audience to know that I made a mistake.
Because they don't know what, you're confusing. No, it's fine. Real quick, before I get to the question.
I have an event next August, not of 07.
Friday night.
But of 2000.
Shuddy. Friday night, I'm going to Cushing. And I am doing music bingo again.
You are all over Nebraska.
I know. I've been to Cushing. It was fun. It's going to be a fun night. He's got prime rib that night for a special. And then we're going to do music bingo after that. So I have some friends coming from Grand Island to there. So that should be fun. Grab some people. Come check the place out. Have some prime rib. Yeah. So then Saturday evening, I am doing the Willow Rising Gala. That's the fundraiser. So I'm donating my time, and we are.
Is that at Eunice?
That's at Boulder Flats.
Boulder Flats.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. So, and then right after that, I'm sliding over to the Liederkranz, and we're doing our Valentine's music bingo. We're going to be in the ballroom, so that will be a great setting. I had over 60 people last month for music bingo, so this one I hope is going to be really good. I'm going to have good prizes. You guys are my sponsors. I've got other sponsors with prizes that have donated prizes. So look on my Facebook page. One last thing real quick, February 27th, Stranger Things theme night. Get get to finishing up Stranger Things if you haven't. That will also be at the Liederkranz. So
I've never seen the show.
I don't think it's your bag. I don't think it's your bag, baby.
You pointed out, I don't remember when, but I do remember that I should maybe someday watch.
Yeah, watch something from today. Like watch a movie or a series from today. Not Wagon Train, you know? Yeah.
Never watch Wagon Train, but I understand the genre.
Yeah, I know you do.
All right, for a custom.
Okay. Yeah, see? Aha. Gotcha.
Well, and you be the announcer.
No.
For a comfort colored t-shirt from Sailor Screen Printing, here's your friend and mine, the always attitudinal Lori Love.
All right. So before I ask this real quick, I just want to say if you have won in the last 30 days.
Yes.
It's fine if you call or whatever, but we do get a lot of phone calls. So if you've won.
We want to spread those t-shirts around.
Yeah, we want to spread it out a little. So anyway, here is your.
Well, the island, that's generally the rule. You win once every 30 days. As much as we appreciate your participation, it just keeps the prizes going to more people.
I have a lot of people roll up on me and said, I tried to call. I couldn't get through.
So, yeah.
Yeah. No, it's cool. And I appreciate everybody calling so much. I need to stroke my ego. So anyway, here is your question. This is kind of a two or three parter just because it's fun. What famous pop star built a boyfriend out of a snack food from Sunday night's Super Bowl commercials? What famous pop star built a boyfriend out of a snack food? I want to know who it is, what the snack food is.
I know what the snack food
and
is.
And what they called the boyfriend.
I know what I know what the snack food is. I have no idea who those people are.
So who did it? What snack food?
Can I blurt out the snack food?
No.
No. And what did she call the boyfriend?
This trivia thing is not fun at all.
No, it's terrible.
Call now. Good luck. 398-9000 is my number. It's a 308 area code. 398-9000. Get it right. Be the first one to do it and win that comfort colored t-shirt from Sailor Screen Printing.
Thank you, Sailor Screen Printing.
They are custom. I think that's where the confusion comes in. They are custom.
Yeah.
And so it's not necessarily wrong.
No. Right. No.
Broadcasting live from the island studios.
Okay, cool.
Let's go. Powered by Ken's Appliance. 107.7 The Island.
107.7 The Island is your station for real music variety on the air and online. 107.7theisland.com. I'm sitting here with Lori Lou.
Ooh, I love it.
Good morning, The Island. What is your name?
Janelle.
Oh, good morning, Janelle.
Hi, Janelle.
It's been more than a month. It's been months.
I know it has. You guys missed last week, and it was so fun.
I heard, yes. It was only down to Lyle and I, and he said, we're not a team of two.
Yeah, I get it. Oh, but are you coming tomorrow night? Because tomorrow night's stacked.
Yes.
Okay, it's going to be fun.
Yes, we're coming to support the soda shop.
Yeah.
So excited. And burger night.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be fun. Okay. What famous pop star built a boyfriend out of snack food? Who was it? What was the snack food? And what did she call him?
Sabrina Carpenter.
Yep.
Pringles.
Yep.
And I think she called him Pringello or Pringlello.
I'm thinking it's Pringle Leo. Yeah. Yeah. Good job, Janelle.
Congrats, Janelle. Thank Where are you calling from?
Grand Island.
Yeah.
Grand Island, Janelle.
Yeah.
Yes.
I love it.
Yeah. I appreciate you being part of the huge broadcast. Lori's got that custom color t-shirt. It comes in a variety of comfort customs.
Yeah.
They ship it to you from customs.
Yeah.
And
yes.
Yeah.
Comfort t-shirt, not custom t-shirt.
Yeah. Who knows? yes. So tomorrow night's going to be all Super Bowl of Super Bowl 60. So no questions about previous ones. So this is the one to study up on. I got some great questions.
Thanks again.
Okay.
And music.
Thanks
and
again,
music.
Janelle.
See you tomorrow, Janelle.
Thanks, guys.
Love you.
Bye, five.
Finally. Finally, I got to say love you to somebody because I do love her so much.
Catch Lori Lou and GI Trivia tomorrow. Wine, Beer, and Spirits in Grand Island. And I've got Nonstop Music next. 107.7 The Island. 107.7 The Island. Real music variety on the air and online. Thank you for streaming us at 107.7theisland.com. Yeah, another good Wednesday morning, Lori Lou.
I know. This was a fun one.
Catch Lori Lou at Wine, Beer, and Spirits in Grand Island. GI Trivia is there tomorrow. And did you say it was a build-your-own-burger thing?
Bar, and then the soda shop, a new business here in town, is going to be having samples of their dirty sodas. Yeah, I'm pretty pumped about that.
When you say dirty sodas, what is that?
I know, you think alcohol and whatever. I'm sure you can add whatever whenever, but I think they're just a soda shop. I don't know. I'm going to find out tomorrow because I do have questions. And I'm pretty excited.
I mean, a dirty martini, it becomes a dirty one when you add the olive juice. So I'm
A dirty Shirley. That's what I'm thinking. A dirty Shirley Temple is vodka and cherry.
Dirty Shirley.
Reminds you of your high school days, doesn't it?
It must be just adding flavoring.
Yeah. Things. And all different kinds. So
well, you'll let us know next week.
Yeah. Fantastic. Yeah, you love that when I talk about stuff in the past. But Friday, I'll be in Cushing, and then Saturday night, I'll be at the Willow Rising Gala earlier, and then I'm going to slide over to Liederkranz in the ballroom.
Is that open to the public?
It is open to the public.
The gala as well?
Yeah, you got to get tickets. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Just make it sure. Oh, it's beautiful. So, I got Valentine's plans all over the place, so, yeah.
Hey, do something nice for somebody today and every day. And for Lori's full schedule on Facebook, type in GI Trivia. And your random fact to ponder and share. Bad Bunny's real name is Benito Antonio Martinez Ocasio.
That's your random fact?
Yeah.
Wow, you're just amazed by that.
I'm not amazed by it. I just can't. You got to do a random fact every day for 22 years.
Yeah.
It gets old.
Yeah.
All right. I guess that's it then.
Well, I guess that's it then. We'll see you here again tomorrow.
I got to go super bad.
It has to end here.
I'm not going
to
stop you. Just go. Get out.
Oh, man. I'm going. That's all it is to.
Go home. Tomorrow's a new day.
We'll try this again tomorrow.
Goodbye. Thanks for coming. If my party made you sick, tell your friends.
Hanging up now.
Man in the morning, 5:30 to 10.
Oh, it's so good.
107.7 The Island.